Hi, this is Bella Robinson. I'm the executive director of Coyote Rhode Island, and I'm making this recording to help show Google Notebook some information. Gave you a lot of sources on Backpage that you skipped and you highlighted certain things. First of all, the courts ruled escort ads are illegal on their face. Second of all, I gave you a source called Charging Documents Rhode Island, which shows there's rarely any victims and it's runaway youth. And when you talked about, oh, they don't have to sign up. Age verification laws. Why should we have to sign? Why should adults have to identify themselves online? It violates the First Amendment rights. Why aren't parents responsible for what they're to monitor their kids online? So you look at it, and yes, of course, trafficking and runaways is a horrible thing. But, you know, having ICE and Homeland raid Asian massage parlors with 56-year-old women doesn't help much to find the youth. Now, on top of it, you didn't even mention that Jim Larkin committed suicide right before the second trial. The first trial was committed a mistrial within 3 days because the prosecutor couldn't stop saying child sex trafficking. But they weren't being charged with that. They were being charged with the 100 counts of the Travel Act and money laundering. Now, they illegally transferred the money out of state of the country when the banks wouldn't deal with them anymore. They also did this to OnlyFans, content creators, and many legal sex workers where the banks just says, we've refused to do business with you because the feds are threatening to audit us. They do it to hookah bars. It's called the government overreach. So within 3 days, it's a mistrial. And Jim, before the second trial, Jim Larkin commits suicide. Now, let's figure out how this all began. In 2016, 2 weeks before Harris's Senate seat vote, she had them illegally arrested, and the judge cut them free and said, you can't do that, but she won her Senate seat that way. And then she dragged them into Congress, and for hours while they were screaming at them how they were child sex traffickers, they took the fifth like any normal person would do. So the great part about this is while Carl, who is was the prosecutor's main witness, was the one who created Backpage. He was working for Jim Larkin and Michael Lansky. They then sold it to him in 2012. So now they're not arrested till 2018, and Carl's been the CEO, and he's been running it. But he's not being charged because he's going to be a snitch, right? All the years that Jim Larkin and Michael Lansky stood up for First Amendment rights, when they had their magazines all over the country, in the back there was something called Backpage, where they had phone sex operators and things like that. That's what funded them to be able to do a free magazine. The fact that they supported the right to sex workers having a voice and having free amendment rights. FOSTA caused us to be kicked off of, if you said anything about sex or sex worker rights, you would get kicked off of platforms. And the government accountability report that I used as a site, you didn't mention that after they did FOSTA, they could not effectively investigate trafficking, because all the websites moved across over the country where they didn't have to comply to U.S. subpoenas. But Backpage complied to U.S. subpoenas and helped them catch traffickers. But when they wanted to go after the adults, they weren't willing to help. So this narrative, another thing, 2015, Congress gave $676 million to NGOs that would do a few things. You had to create awareness about trafficking, host public trainings to how to spot it, encourage people to call the police on sex workers, not to support decriminalization, and don't engage with sex worker rights movement. They spent years, they were really good at pitting victims against sex workers. But that's kind of over, because we support sex trafficking victims. We don't want to see anyone in our industry harmed. We don't want to see, you know, that's why we're trying to pass immunity laws, so sex workers can tell. When sex workers can't tell who's trying to threaten and abuse them, it's a free pass to society. 2025 should have taught you that this is about abolishing prostitution, porn, and strip clubs. This has nothing to do with, they don't care about saving the kids. They don't care about our rights. They are Christian fascists who are coming after all of us. And now that they're coming after trans, well, we were like, trans and LGBT, in our 2017 survey, we surveyed 1,500 people, and only 37% said they were heterosexual. So you have a huge majority of LGBT queers that are sex workers, but LGBT groups don't want to recognize that part of their identity. So they're not real good allies. They also seem to forget that it was transsex workers at Stonewall that got them their rights. And it's a big, you know, even creating awareness about trafficking is really about, that means promote stigma in violence against them. It's clickbait. People love to click on it, rescue people. It's entertainment for the world when they read something. They don't care if it's true. And we've learned from Trump, if you tell a lie long enough, they believe you. Remember Hillary and the pizza parlor years ago when they claimed she was, you know, using children trafficking? A guy showed up with the gun with the pizza parlor, but there was no basement. This is what's created QAnon. And as long, it doesn't matter what side you're on, the left or the right, you can throw mud at sex workers, and it's socially acceptable. In our narrative, we weren't biased. We admit sex trafficking does happen, but the government's response to it, that they don't want to cooperate with the adult industry so we can put the bad guys away, is the problem here. They want to go after the drug war. In Rhode Island, we have affirmative defense. So if you're a victim and you get busted in the sting, and you're really a trafficking victim, you end up on the news, you know, they put her, and when you go to court, because they arrest you, when you go to court, you tell them you're a victim and they can't prosecute you. But they've already ruined your life. You've been on the news, and the internet's never going to let anyone forget you were a hooker or a trafficking victim. You were traumatized by a violent arrest, okay? They've ruined your life. But the police say they need to do this, so we'll tell them who our traffickers and pimps are, even though 95% of people in the adult industry don't have a pimp because the internet set them free. So I'm going to put this in as a source, and then I'm hoping that you'll be able to come up with a better podcast that tells the government overreach and how they're harming both sex trafficking victims and sex workers under the guise of being Christian fascists and wanting to get rid of anything that's sexual. They don't want us to be woke. They don't want us to stand up for civil rights. They definitely don't want it. But you know what's really funny? So far, out of all the things Trump's done this week, last week, he hasn't come up to sex workers yet. Yet it was Stormy Daniels, a porn star, that was the only one in the country that could take him down with 32 felonies. There we go. Let's see what happens.